In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Are we seeing Jesus stilling the storm? We're going to start there. Mark 4, verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. I wonder how many people take Jesus into their life as he is. They say, well, God doesn't heal today. That with the last apostle, it stopped. That's not real. God doesn't want us to love our neighbors. Oh, yes, he does. God doesn't want us to love our enemies. They've hurt us. Oh, yes, he does. They took Jesus into the boat just the way he was. I wonder how many of us take Jesus into our hearts just the way he is. Because it's more difficult to take Jesus as he is rather than say, well, you know what, this is 2,000 years later and these things don't happen. But Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a deliverer. Jesus is a teacher. Jesus is a lover. We need to take Jesus in just as he is. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose and waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. Have you felt that in your life? That you were going to go under? Oh, somebody came to me and I said to them, don't get sick. All these problems, give them to the Lord. Don't get sick, I said to her, because it's very easy to get these problems and to get sick with them. She said, I'm taking a nervous breakdown. I said, don't get sick. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. I often wondered about that cushion, you know. It must have been soaked with water. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Poor Jesus could not even sleep. They were in good shape. Jesus was in the boat. Nothing was going to happen. But they had no faith. They had to wake him up. He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. Oh, he says that to you today. Peace, be still. Oh, how we need to get still before the Lord. How we need to get still before the Lord. Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. And he said to them, Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? I tell you. When the waves are coming over our little boat and Jesus is asleep in the stern, we're going to shake him and wake him up. Have you still no faith? Do you not know that you have power over the elements? And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Here comes Jesus. See him walking on the water. He'll lift you up and he'll help you to stand. Here comes Jesus. He's the master of the waves that roll. Here comes Jesus. He'll make you whole. Here comes Jesus. He'll save your soul. Chapter 5 of Mark. They came to the other side. Now this is the side of the Gentiles of the Sea of Galilee. This is not the Jewish side. So they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when they had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. Oh, yes. Remember, the unclean spirits knew who Jesus is and who Jesus is now. He lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him anymore, even with the chain. This guy was burdened. This guy was tormented. This guy was crazy. This guy was out of his mind. For he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart, and the shackles he broke in pieces. You see, sometimes when you pray with the demonic, they have an excess of power, strength in their being. Yes, they can do great things, break chains, break shackles. Oh yes, I've seen it. And no one had the strength to subdue him. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. Remember, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he comes to do. He comes to kill. If he can't kill, he'll steal from you. He'll steal your peace. And to destroy. He wants to destroy you. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and bowed down before him. And he shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" He knows who Jesus is. I tell you, the demons know who Jesus is more than the people of God. And they want nothing to do with Jesus. They want nothing to do with Jesus because he's going to cast them out. "I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." He had many, many demons inside and had extra strength. He begged him earnestly not to send him out of the country. Now there was on the hillside a great herd of swine. Remember, this is the Gentile part across from the Sea of Galilee. And they were feeding, and the unclean spirit begged Jesus, "Send us into the swine. Let us enter them." So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. And the herd, numbered about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank of the sea and were drowned in the sea. My Lord, I often wondered why Jesus put them in the pigs. I often wondered why. And I don't have the answer, other than that the pig was an unclean animal. The swineherds ran off and told it in the city. They told it in the city. All the pigs that we have, they're all drowned. They were filled with demons. They went and drowned themselves in the Sea of Galilee. The swineherds ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and saw the demoniac sitting there, clothed in his right mind, the very man who had legion. And they were afraid. You know why they're afraid? They've got their own demons. They don't want anything to do with Jesus. Oh, their demons aren't as great as the one that was in that man. But they've got their own demons. They want nothing to do with Jesus. Those who had seen what had happened to the demoniac and to the swine reported it. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. They've got their own demons, and they want to keep them. I tell you, we want nothing to do with the demonic. Why? Because they come to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus said, "I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly." This poor man, his life was stolen. He tried to kill himself, but Jesus commanded the legion to come out of him and go into the swine. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by demons begged him that he might be with him. In other words, "I want to go with you, Jesus. You're my protection." But Jesus refused and said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you. And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis, the 10 towns, the Gentile towns, how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. This is miraculous. They all knew this poor man, that he was out of his mind. You know, mental illness is not always demonic. It is not always demonic. I do know that this lady came to me, and she was suffering from someone who cursed her food. I asked her if she was on medicine. She said, yes, the medicine doesn't work. So when the medicine doesn't work, it might be a demonic problem. It might be. Not always. Not always. So I commanded the demons to come out of her. I remember people were praying the sorrowful mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary, and they came to the death of Jesus, and that's when she was delivered. Yes. When Jesus had crossed again into the boat to the other side, the Jewish side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell down at his feet and begged Jesus repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." He's the healer. He comes with healing in his wings. He's the Lord. "My little daughter is at the point of death." Oh, how many people have I prayed with that were at the point of death, babies, and have seen them live? How many people have I seen, babies especially, at the point of death, and Jesus changed it and made them live? I'll never forget baby Antonio. It's a very interesting story, because when we went, Eleanor and I went to the hospital to pray for baby Antonio, one of his grandmothers was a Jehovah's Witness, and she wanted no part of me. I was a Catholic priest. And I took baby Antonio in my arms, and I began to sing and praise the Lord very quietly. They were going to take the tubes and the breathing apparatus off of baby Antonio. I said, "Give him 2 weeks." By Monday, they took it off, and he went home on a Wednesday. The Lord moved. The Lord moved. The healing Jesus moved. He cared about that baby. They wanted that baby dead. Why? That baby was Hispanic and poor. They were going to take the breathing apparatus off. I said, "No, don't take it off. Give him 2 weeks." They didn't even need 2 weeks. By Monday, they took it off, and by Wednesday, he was home. Oh, yes, Jesus is still in the healing ministry. "Come and lay your hands on my daughter so that she may be made well and live." So he went with them, and a large crowd followed him. Why? They want to touch him, and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages, woman trouble, for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but grew worse. But this woman's got faith. Oh, everybody's touching Jesus, but this woman's going to touch him with faith. "If I only touch his clothes, I'll be healed." You see, many people touch Jesus, but the ones who touch him with faith are the ones that get healed. She had heard about Jesus. Ah, someone told her about Jesus. I wonder how many of us tell people about Jesus. I have a man coming to me on Saturday night who has cancer of the brain. The doctors can do nothing to him. He's finished with doctors. The doctors said that we can't do anything else. So they're going to come, and we're going to pray, and we're going to believe that Jesus has power over this cancer. And I'm going to ask if they got a second opinion. You see, all opinions aren't right. Some get a second opinion. I remember saying that to a woman. Did you get a second opinion? She says, no, this is what the doctor said. I said, get a second opinion. She got it and she said, you know what? The doctor gave me hope in that second opinion. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched the cloak. For she said, if I just touch his clothes, I will be made well. She had faith. Immediately her hemorrhage stopped and she felt it in her body. Why? Because she touched Jesus with faith. How do we touch Jesus? Do we just say, oh Lord, we genuflect to the Blessed Sacrament? Or do we touch him with faith? I've told you the story about the man that was blind. And when the Blessed Sacrament was raised, the host, he got sight in his left eye. And when the precious blood was raised, he got sight in his right eye. He was completely healed by the power of God, by the Eucharistic Lord. That she was healed of her disease, immediately aware that power had gone forth from him. What kind of power? Healing power. Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, who touched me? But there was someone that touched him with faith. Someone that touched him with faith. Oh, I see some people try to touch my alb. You know, as long as I know, I can't heal people. As long as I know, I can't do it. If they want to touch my alb, let them touch my alb. As long as I know, I'm not the healer. That Jesus Christ is the healer. And he heals his people still. How do I know that? Because the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He looked all around to see who had done it, but the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. You see, it only takes a mustard seed of faith that Jesus is going to do something. That Jesus is going to heal someone. You see, you have to have that faith. I remember the man who came with his cane or his walker. I don't remember what it was. But he said, I came with a miracle in my pocket, believing that I was going to walk out of this place without my cane. And he did. And he danced. The Lord healed him. He came with faith. He came with much faith. I remember the woman who was blind, and I prayed with her in Arizona. I'll never forget it. And her eyes were opened. It was the first time I saw the blind see. She could see how many fingers I had at the end of the room. Amazing what Jesus knows how to do. You see, Jesus has not changed. We have changed. We have changed. It's not only healing, it's Jesus gives a new life. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You see, Jesus gives new life. Oh yes, Protestants call it born again. Catholics call it second conversion. I don't care what you call it, as long as it happens to you. Jesus comes to give a new life. While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, your daughter is dead. And they say it with great emphasis. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And then they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue. He saw a commotion. People were wailing and weeping loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, why do you make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. This is very interesting, because they go from weeping to laughing, and they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and he went in there where the child was, and he took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means, little girl, get up. And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years old. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. Well, I will tell you, everyone's going to know this. When you tell people, don't tell anyone, you can just imagine that everyone's going to know it. And I'm telling you, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. He is not different. Let's go to Nazareth, to his own hometown. He left that place and came to his own hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue. Faith comes by hearing, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter? We know him. He's the carpenter. He put in our doors. The son of Mary, the brother of James and Joes and Judas and Simon, all the apostles. And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. They didn't take him as he was, as they did in the boat. Then Jesus said to them, prophets are without honor except in their own hometown, among their own kin, people, and in their own house. And he could do no deed of power there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. I'm going to tell you, starting with me, and everyone that's hearing me, we were raised in the school of unbelief. We were. We were raised to unbelieve things, not believe things, rather than to take the Gospels and to know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh yes, when people reach the end of their rope, they call on Jesus. And many times they see Jesus do something that only Jesus can do. I have a friend. Her name is Betty. Betty has fourth stage cancer, and she's had it for over 10 years, and it doesn't grow. And the doctor said, you're a miracle. And she said, I know I'm a miracle, and I know who did it. His name is Jesus. You see, this is real stuff. Real stuff. She still has fourth stage cancer, but the cancer has not grown anymore and has not destroyed her life. Do you have faith in Jesus? Is your faith intact? Remember what Captain Kuhlman would say. Just as long as your faith in Jesus is intact, everything is going to come out all right. As long as your faith in Jesus is intact. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Why Mother of God? Mother of Jesus, who is God. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us and was born in Bethlehem. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Is your faith intact in him? Do you have the faith of a mustard seed? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he has died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead? Have you turned away from your sins and gone to confession? I'm telling you, anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. Are you a new creation? The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.